Okay. So, I have the three tables, donor, donation, and bribe. When I establish a relational database, I have to have a way to connect all of my tables. And that's probably one of the hardest parts of establishing the relational database, is figuring what data goes on what tables I need, and what my connections are going to be. But here I've got my donor ID describes the person giving the donation. If they give a donation, I want to know who gave it, so I'm going to have the donor ID on there. I want to know what drive they gave it to, so I have the drive number. And then on the drive table, I also have got information about the drive. So these three tables are set up. And we're not going to talk as much about why I set them up this way as the fact that they're now set up. So if I want to get information about a donor, I can say select, and let's say I want to get the ID number, the name, the date, and the amount. Okay, so I'm taking data from two different tables. From the donor table, I'm taking the ID and the name. And from here on the donation table, I'm taking the date and the amount. Now my problem is, I am doing it from two different tables, and look at ID number. It has the same name on both tables. So when the computer goes to do this, it's going to say, which ID number do you want? And so what I have to do with this ID number is say donor ID number, meaning take the ID number from the donor table. I could have also said donation.ID number, but I've got to tell it which, if the field that I'm listing here appears on multiple tables, I have to tell it which table to get it from, because otherwise it's going to say the obvious question, which table do you want it from? So I'm saying I want to take these from donation and donor, and I probably should have listed donor first. It doesn't matter which one I list first. So I'm saying select this, 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 and this from donation. So we actually have got some.
Well, I've logged into the local administrator, okay. So it's not your password. So you will, do you have to get to your network drives?
No, nope, I'm fine.
Then you should be good with this for now.
Okay.
So you want the No, she wants the. She's.
I also want Firefox brought up so that I can look at my notes. So bring up Firefox too. And that ought to be interesting because I couldn't get Firefox to load for about 10 minutes this morning. And it's now, were you able to write there?
No.
You should be able to write there too.
You write it there, but we had this issue with Mo too. I don't know what's changed. No one's really touched this room.
No, it's been worse every day. I think steadily. Okay, so down over here now, I am going to link these two tables together. And there's two ways of doing it. One is with a where clause, and one was with a join. We're not going to look at the join today. We'll get to that on Thursday. So I'm going to say where, and this is critical, where donor ID number equals donation ID number.
But the board, I think it's because it's not starting.
Okay, so what I'm saying is I want to show the donor ID, the name, the date, and the amount from these two tables where there is a link between the two tables. So I want to basically show I'll get their ID number here, let's say it was person 111. I'll get all of the donations for person 111. Okay? And then I will get all of them from person 222, but I will link them together. So actually, if person 111 gave three donations, I'm going to see three lines with their ID number and their name. And then the information about the first donation will be on the first line. The information about the second donation will be on the second line. The information about the third donation will be on the following line. Okay? Now, if I want to have three tables, so let's say I wanted to also know what the drive number and the drive name was. Okay, so first of all, how would I write drive number up here? Drive dot drive number. And then drive name. And again, this could have been donation dot drive number. It could be donation dot drive number. It doesn't matter because when I come down here, I'm going to say drive, and I'm going to get rid of the semicolon and say and drive donation dot drive number. Now I remember why I really like looking at my notes. So I don't have to write all this. Equals drive dot drive number.
And you don't have to get all chalky either.
That's true. I remember back now to the good old days when I actually had to write all this on the board. Okay, it's a wonderful world we live in now. So anyway, so now I'm saying I'm using three tables. So I have to provide the connections. Yeah, right, and also, I have to provide the connections with all of them. So I'm saying where the ID number on the donor table equals the ID number on the donation table, and the drive number on the donation table equals the drive number on the drive table. So that has linked all my tables together. If I forget to put in this where clause, or decide not to put in this where clause, I'm going to get every possible combination. So imagine if you have 10,000 records, and you're going for every possible combination. It goes on and on forever. So when you do this, if you see all these possible combinations coming up, then you know you did it wrong. Lots of times I tell people that you can double check yourself fairly well if you write donor.id number and then comma donation.id number, because then you can see that they're the same and that you link correctly. Okay? If on a particular record, the donor.id number is not the same as the donation.id number, then you didn't link them correctly.
That can't be why it's not right.
Okay? So that, you know, if you're having problems and you think you've got too much, go back in and add donation.id number so that you can see that they're the same and see that they're linking. Okay? So this is the way that you link stuff. How am I doing on being able to get to my notes?
Open up Firefox.
How am I doing, guys?
Okay, but we still have trouble getting it to write. But you can get to Firefox.
I don't care about writing.
You can get to Firefox.
Let me just, that's fine. Let me go to pgrosser.net.
The issue is the C drives.
Okay, the next two classes are working on an in-class project, so you can come in and play to your heart's content.
Okay, what time are you done in here?
I'm not done in here until 2.
2?
But
you can come in.
You can delete some stuff. The drive is full.
If you play quietly.
I'll play quietly.
I don't know if I can promise that.
Yeah, no, I don't trust
so
you
when
either.
When are you done with this section so we can also come back?
Huh?
This is CIS 150.
What am I doing? I don't want notes. I want examples. That's why.
I'm in the wrong class.
Yeah, that's what he was trying to say.
I'm talking at the, thank you.
That's
I'm
nice.
Talking to them while I'm, I can't chew gum while I talk. Something. Okay, so, go away.
So, alright, you're good now. We'll come back later.
What time do you want to come back?
A 11:15.
Okay.
Alright, peace.
At least you have your notes. You don't have to get your hands all dirty. And I don't have to write all this stuff anymore.
And sometime, guys, while I'm talking, you need to, hello guys, before you leave.
Hello guys.
See how it's going off?
I'll fix that too.
So you're going to fix that thing up there, and I'm not standing on the table to do it, so.
Oh, come on.
I'm getting that.
Very interesting class.
Undoubtedly.
Are you recording all of this too?
Yes. At home, people might as well get a little glimpse of reality. Okay, so we have the donor table there, and I did the three tables that I was just talking about. And then if you come down, I've got that connection that I put in there.
So you can see it here, and I don't have to take...
I'm betting they didn't set it up so I can take pictures of the screen, but that's all right. We can do that.
So I've got basically here ID number, donation, drive number, drive name from donation and drive, where the donation drive number equals the drive number. Now, a lot of people, you know how in Access, if you remember back to 120, in Access, if they generate their own SQL, they put the table name dot field name on everything, and you can do that here. But the only place you need it is if the field name appears on both. And so I'm lazy, and I'm not going to put the table name dot field name unless I need it. And I need it if there is duplication, but I don't need it if it can figure out. The ID number is not on the drive table. It's only on the donation table, so it's going to figure that out. The drive name is not on the donation table, it's only on the drive table. So it's going to figure it out. It's the drive number that it can't figure out. And do they have, no, I don't think they even have, yeah, they have the smart board up there. So maybe I can take pictures.
Now, if you get tired of typing in the table names all the time, you could use an alias on the table.
Yes,
to make it much smoother.
And that comes in going down here. And then I showed you what happens if you, come on. I showed you what happens if you leave out the where clause. If you leave out the where clause, I've got every possible combination.
So you can see that my drive, I said the donation drive number and the drive number, and you can see that they're not the same on a lot of the records. Well, those records shouldn't appear. The ones that appeared when I did the where as the 111100, that one should appear. And the next one was the 23456 that both had 100. And the next one was the 1212. And the next one was the 333 that had the same. So those are the ones that should have appeared. All of these are extras because I didn't do the linking correctly, or I didn't do the linking period. Not only didn't do it correctly, I didn't do any linking. And so when I didn't do any linking, I get every possible combination. Okay? Now, I can come down here, as Carolyn pointed out, if I don't want to write out the whole table name, I can say, basically, in the from clause, donation is going to be abbreviated as DO. It's going to have an alias of DO. This is another one of those aliases. You can also have an alias for column headers. And so I'm saying here, the donation is going to have an alias of DO, and the drive is going to have an alias of DR.
and then I can use those as opposed to writing out the whole word. Okay? And that's probably well worth doing if you've got a long table name.
With the as meaning, could you use the as there? Just like,
yeah, I think you can.
Yeah, like the.
As I said, I'm lazy, so I never do. The less words I can write, the happier I am. But yes, I can't imagine you can't have the as there. And if I did try to bring up Oracle right now, we could try it, but I don't dare. So feel free to try it if you want to. And then when I go on down, I had a greater than 100. So my point there was that I had to do the link in the where clause. I can also do conditions in the where clause. So I can also say where do.drive number is greater than 100. And notice it's in quotes because drive number is not a numeric field, it's a varchar field or a character field, I don't remember which. Okay. Then I went down and I joined three tables, which I did up on the board with you a few minutes ago. So I joined the three tables, and again, the only things that have the table name, the select, are the ones where there is a duplicate. Okay? And I've joined the three tables. So making these links means that it is going to join correctly. Okay. Questions? Okay, if we go on further, there are four different kinds of joins that you can do. You can do an equi-join, a non-equi-join, an outer join, and a self-join. And if you ever ask me those questions, what the names are after this week, I won't be, probably after today, I won't be able to answer that. Okay, but there is a bunch of different ones you can do. Okay, so we've been looking basically at the equi-joins. So we've been looking at comparing equals. The non-equi-join is something like a between, okay? And what I'm saying there is I have two tables, grades and schools. Okay? So my grades are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay? And the schools are whatever schools I have in the town. So I'm saying between. Okay, so I want to say where grade level, where the grade I'm looking for, let's say I'm looking for grade 8, is between the low grade at the school and the high grade at the school. So if I'm looking at an elementary school, 8 is not between 1 and 6. But if I go to a middle school, 8 is between 7 and 8 or 7 and 9, depending on what they teach at the middle school. Okay. So I'm looking for the grade between the low grade and the high grade at the schools. So that's not exactly equal. That's looking at a range more. And so it's called a non-equi-join because I'm looking for a range. Okay. Okay, the next one is an outer join. So what I did is I said, I am going to add a drive to my drive table. And if you go up and look at my drive table, I have three drives on it. My three drives are Kids Shelter, Animal Home, and Health Aid. Those are the three drives that I have there, 100, 200, and 300. Okay. So I'm coming down here, and I am going to... Actually, I'm not sure I took a picture of that.
Okay. I was just going to say the data from the drive table is right. You show it right there.
Oh, do I? Wasn't I nice? All right. So
basically what I said was I'm adding another drive-in. Okay. Now, this drive, nobody has contributed to.
Okay. So, if I want the drive, so I would never get any equality. I'm not going to ever, if I do it, and say, show me everything on the donation and drive with them linked together. Nothing is going to link to the 400, so it's not going to show up. Okay, because nobody's made a donation to drive 400, I just added it. So when I do the link, I'm not going to see the 400 there. If I want to see the 400, then what I do is what's called an outer join. Okay, so there's now a drive 400, but they have no contributions to the drive. Therefore, the donation side is missing the data while the drive side has data. Therefore, in setting up the test, the plus is put on the donation side. Okay? And in the second example, I didn't put in the plus, and so you don't see anything about the drive.
So on this one, when I say, okay, this is going to show the 400, even though there is not a match.
Okay? So the I put the plus on the donation side because it's missing on the donation side. And I always have to stop and think about that because somehow I want the plus to be on the other side because plus is more and there's more there. So basically it's not intuitive as far as I'm concerned. And I always have to check that or I always end up doing it wrong and having to switch where the plus sign is. But the plus sign is on the donation side, and that means that the drive will show up. And if I don't use the plus sign, I don't see the drive. So if for some reason I want to get and find out about the information, even though I know there's not going to be any match, I can do that with this outer join. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And then the last one here, in all honesty, I don't think I've seen this actually done more than maybe once or twice, but it's kind of neat. A self-join is used to join a table to itself. For example, let's say you have an inventory file that contains jackets and skirts that can be sold separately or together as a suit. You'll carry the coordinate in a field called pair set.
Okay, so what I've got here is I've got an item number and I've got a pair set. So I'm saying this skirt pairs with 1111. Okay, this jacket pairs with 3333, and this jacket pairs with 5555, and this pairs with 2222. So I've got them set up as units that I could sell together, or units that I can sell separately. So I've got the two things that I want to link are both on one table. So when I define this, and this is just kind of interesting that they came up with this way of doing it. When I set it up, I say select first. Okay, so down here in the from, let's look at that first. The from has inventory two times. One as the first way of looking at it, one as the second way of looking at it. So I said, okay, show me the item number, the item name, and the item, whatever that is, item name over there. And then I said, from inventory first and inventory second, where the item number in the first is equal to the pair set on the second. Okay, which is kind of a convoluted way of saying it, but it's kind of tricky and neat. So I can say I'm looking at inventory first and I'm grabbing the item number,
and I'm looking at the inventory again, and this time I'm grabbing the pair set, and I'm looking for a match between the two. So I end up getting the 111 jacket skirt, the 222 jacket shirt, which I probably actually meant to make a skirt anyway. And I keep going. So I'm pairing against myself. I'm comparing this number here to this number here. And if they match, then I'm printing them out. Okay? And as I said, this is more, isn't that neat, than anything you'll ever use. But if you happen to be in inventory and you had something like this, then, yeah, it's usable. It's very usable. I can't think of another example, but I like the inventory one. Okay, so that basically is an introduction to how you set up the data if you have multiple tables. And this is using a relational database. And a relational database we talked a little bit about in the first day. But essentially there are all of those rules for setting up the relational database. And when I develop these tables, I followed those rules. Okay, so if you look at it, the donor table is about a single donor. The donation table is in a one-to-many relationship. And we haven't got to keys yet, but when we get to keys, we'll see how that works. It's in a one-to-many relationship. But the important thing is that I've got the ID that can connect the two. Okay? And then the drive is I have the drive number on the donation because I want to know what drive they gave to. Okay? The key to this is going to be, and did they set it up so I could write now? The key to this is going to be on the donation table, the first three fields go together as the key. Because the key makes a unique record. So if I know who gave, what drive they gave to, and what date they gave, then I've got uniqueness. And if date isn't sufficient, if I go to time, then I'll definitely get uniqueness because I can't enter two in the same second. And contribution amount is the data. So when I have a one-to-many relationship, the many side needs a compound key. If I have a one-to-many, the many side needs a compound key because ID can't be used as the key because I want to get more than one donation out of a person. So ID can't be used as the key. Drive name number was probably not necessary, but I decided to put it in as part of the key. Contribution date definitely was needed. So those are the three parts of the key. Okay, now drive name, the drive information about the drive, like drive name, drive chair, last year and this year, can't go on the donation table because they only relate to part of the key. They only relate to the drive number. Okay, the drive name has nothing to do with who gave. It has nothing to do with the date. It only relates to the drive number. And I'm not allowed to carry information on a table that doesn't relate to the whole key. So the amount relates to the whole key. It's about the person who gave to the drive on that particular date. So amount fits, but the drive name doesn't. Okay. Okay. I think I just messed up. What did I do? Okay, the next set of notes is about relational database examples. And we're going to go over this on Thursday,
It has a whole series of tables about inventory. So I would like to have you kind of look at this if you have time between now and Thursday, and we'll go over this on Thursday. Okay, we have 3 minutes. You can have the 3 minutes. We're done.
You want us to turn in that quiz Wednesday?
Yes. And I would like it emailed to me as opposed to handed to me, because it just makes my life easier. Anybody that's been to my office should understand why I don't want paper. Okay?
You want to email it now? Yeah,
anytime.
Or can we do it later?
You can do it later and finish it. Oh, I definitely want you to finish it. So if you didn't finish it, yes, finish it and then email it to me.